And now we are joined by Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN. Also important for this conversation, a alum of the University of Wisconsin. And Evan, I don't know how many times you've had the outlet to talk about Wisconsin athletics and an athletic director and this search. So we always know you got an opinion on a lot of different things. And I'm sure you've had a chance to look at this search committee, the internal side of it for the Wisconsin Badgers, and names like Chris Ballard and Michael Finley and Megan Duggan stand out. Who stood out to you, and who do you think should have the most influence on this new hire out of this committee?
Yeah, I, Jim Riley, I didn't know fully what they were doing with this committee until, honestly, it was announced, and then obviously I saw it on the ESPN Madison socials. So I don't know everybody in this. I'm not familiar with all of the people. I had to look some of them up. I'm still not fully familiar with many of them. Finley stood out positively. I think Michael Finley has been a huge success, obviously, in life post UW. Chris Ballard's a tricky one because it's like in theory, conceptually, the idea of a UW Madison graduate ex-football player that's a current general manager in the NFL makes sense. If we're going to be honest, the general manager in the NFL that least makes sense as to how they are still employed in the jobs they're in right now is Chris Ballard. I mean, like, I know that sounds horrible, and I'm not trying to rag on the guy because maybe he's great. I don't know. But that one was surprising. Plus, you know, there's a lot – if you're going to go the NFL GM route, you know there's a lot of front office people with state of Wisconsin ties. Are you guys aware of this?
Yeah. I mean, there's
like, Josh Snyder, yep. Obviously. Mm-hmm. World champion Seahawks, obviously formerly with the Packers. Elliott Wolf, Patriots, formerly with the Packers. John Spytek, general manager of the Raiders who went to Michigan, I believe is from Wisconsin as well, if I'm not mistaken. Or has some – like, so if we're going to go that route, then Ballard's not the only option. I'm going to tell you, there were four people, that I was waiting to see when I'm looking through it, were they on the list? Okay?
Yep.
The four people that I was hoping were on that list of people that were involved with the search. Big Cat – from Barstool, Dan Katz. I'm dead serious. He is a brilliant businessman. He's a brilliant content creator. He cares more about the University of Wisconsin-Madison than anyone. And as a fellow alum, I like to think the platform I'm fortunate enough to be on is enormous. He's enormous as a person and a platform. And he cares about the Badgers immensely. I was hoping he was going to be on it. He was not on it. I was hoping Tausch was going to be on it. He was not on it. I was hoping Joe Thomas was going to be on it. He's not on it. And you have to update me on her latest whereabouts, but I was hoping Donna Shalala was a part of it. Mm. A former president. I mean, she's the person, correct me if I'm wrong, that hired Pat Richter and hired Barry Alvarez and then went to University of Miami and was great there and then went into politics. Forget what side you're on, but had a high-level political career. And I was waiting for her to see if she was on it. And she wasn't on it. And then, I mean, you guys may, I don't know, I'll say it. That's the four I was looking for.
Yeah. Evan, you mentioned.
Riley, one other quick thing.
Okay.
Very quickly. Are they trying to separate themselves from Barry? What's happening here?
I mean, it doesn't seem like they're trying to be associated with Barry, really. That doesn't seem to be a priority for them right now. But, Evan, you mentioned Tausch, Joe Thomas, Big Cat. Those three in particular caught my ear. Big Cat is 100%. He's a fan. He's a fan of the university. He's an alum. Tausch and Joe Thomas, they're analysts as well, members of the media, but also fans. Like, how important do you think it is that they have a more of a fan alumni perspective as well as the current athlete, former athlete involved in athletics perspective that they clearly already have?
Riley, your answer is the right answer for anyone that is of and around your age, right? And you rightfully look at those three as fans of UW-Madison, and they all are, okay? I look at none of them as the reason I wanted them on that list because of their fandom. None of them. I mean, Big Cat started a brand and a business from scratch and made it into one of the most valuable brands in sports that countless people want to invest in. That's what I look at and say, well, if he takes that mindset to UW-Madison, isn't that a good thing for us? People look at Tausch as a former player, both for the Badgers and the Packers. People look at Tausch as an analyst for UW football, obviously. We look at Tausch as Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. However you want to look at him, he has been A+, A+, A+. None of those are the reasons I would want him on there. You know why? Here's why I'd want Tausch on there. Someone could walk into a meeting, punch Tausch in the face, say that he's the biggest piece of crap on earth, and Tausch could say, that person's going to revive our program. Get that person. He has no emotion other than the right answer. And that's the exact thing with Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is as disciplined, responsive, and kind as could be, who doesn't make things personal. That's what we – this can't be about allegiances, alliances. This is not real-world road rules challenge. This is about what it is that we need for this athletic program. And we're talking about football because the women's sports are awesome right now, right? Mm-hmm. So we need someone, to Chris McIntosh's credit, we need someone to continue to grow the women's programs as we have done. And we have the best women's sports anywhere, which is awesome. But we need someone to help revive the football program, which is the lifeblood of all of this. So when I say Tausch's evenness, Joe's discipline, Big Cat's business, it's about, I don't care if Jim Rutledge has all these Wisconsin ties. If Jim Rutledge was a Minnesota person, but we felt like Jim Rutledge could revive the programs, put that person in there. That's why those three and Donna Shalala. I mean, Donna Shalala's had more success running things than anybody in the history of the school, not sports and non-sports, right?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone otherwise. And then the name you brought up earlier to Riley of trying to disassociate with Barry Alvarez, I do think that it is a strategic move. I do think that there are things they can still guam from Barry Alvarez, so I hope that at some level, whether it's through osmosis, through some of the people who maybe were around Barry, who've been influenced by Barry, and I don't know the influences on a Ballard or a Finley or a Duggan, where she might know some people or they might know some people that are still influenced by Barry or influenced through a trickle-down effect there. But for the perfect type of candidate, you kind of talked about not needing the Wisconsin ties. We had Pat Richter on a few weeks ago, and he was saying that a candidate, and he's the most humble person you can come around, so he wasn't saying, like, you should hire the next me because I'm great. He was saying it that he came from Oscar Mayer. He was running Oscar Mayer here in Madison. He honestly had to be talked into the job, and the main reason he got it is because he didn't want to move his family to Chicago. They wanted to stay in Wisconsin and Madison, so then he went back to Donna Shalala and said, I guess I'll take the job. But finding someone with those business ties, because he said being an AD has always been about customer service as far as fundraising, and that now more than ever, you have to make sure that you are, to use a term we always use, of under-promising and over-delivering. So I think someone with that sort of mindset that you need to go out and get money and appease people is the one that's going to be the best at this job.
And do you have a person?
I don't have someone specifically in mind. I wish I did. Yeah, I mean, Pollard is the name from Iowa State that everyone goes to because they're successful, but I don't want him.
You don't want him?
I think he's older. I want someone who could come here and build a legacy and not someone that might do this for 5 years and walk away, because I think this NIL rebuild and restructuring and all that will take about 10 years.
So, a couple of quick things. One, when the job opened, Pollard, I reached out to somebody about that, and they said, I don't think he would come to Madison. Not because he doesn't love it, but the person said to me, why would he take a worse job? Now that one, that hurt.
Yeah.
And this is somebody very much in favor of UW-Madison being the greatest school ever, right? Mm-hmm. So this is not somebody that is crapping on us. That's number one. Number two, if they're not going to bring Barry in this, then publicly state, we love Barry, but he's the one who led us to Chris McIntosh, and that was a failure. Somebody's got to say that then. Because I'm not calling McIntosh a failure. I'm not saying that. But if you're not going to utilize Barry, or if you're not going to say, hey, here's a committee, and then we're going to have our finalists, and then we're going to bring in Barry Alvarez as one of the voices on the finalists. Well, that I understand. If you want to do that, that makes sense. Right? Or if Barry's the red line, so to speak, it's like, all right, Riley, Jim, Owen, and Evan, we're sitting here, and we're going to have our decision. And we just, at the end, before we even share our decisions, we're going to have Barry talk to all three candidates and give us an opinion, an out-of-left-field opinion. Okay, he's got to be involved in something, no?
You'd hope. I don't know if there is, and this
well,
is for the
truth. Then blame him for McIntosh. I don't want to blame him for McIntosh, well, and I don't want to blame McIntosh. I'm just saying,
you can blame him for the processes, and I don't know who, because there's no chancellor currently, and I don't know who has ties to Barry and who was around there, but he got heat for how he brought Brett in and named him head coach without following any of the processes you're supposed to follow, at least as far as hiring state guidelines and all of those HR sort of things. He just did his thing and hired Brett, and that's kind of what he did to a more PR extent with Mac. And so if you wanted to say, hey, you'd had it your way, we're not going to do it your way anymore because it didn't work with Mac, that could be the case that some people are making internally, that we don't want to have someone who's kind of just gone rogue involved in a process that involves a bunch of people. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Yeah, I'm just saying that he's a big personality who's made decisions kind of like what Evan talked about, that, you know, Tauscher and Joe Thomas have the same sort of like, what is the right answer, and I don't care about the rest, which can work, but sometimes in a bureaucratic side of things, it might not go over well.
Yeah, I just don't think Evan, like, why does Wisconsin need to include Barry Alvarez? Like, sure, communicate with him that, like, hey, we don't think you made the right decision with Mac.
Why do they need to include him?
Yeah, why would they need to include Barry Alvarez?
Yeah, so the reason you would include Barry Alvarez is because we have to ask the question relative to football. Is Wisconsin football successful, or is Barry Alvarez successful?
I would say,
because if this whole thing is about football initially, have we been successful without his involvement? Like, ever?
No.
Yeah. I guess if you count his athletic director stint, no.
Riley, if you're trying to find an AD to get football better, we're not talking. And by the way, if Fickle's there for 100 years, let him be there for 100 years. If it's better, like, mm-hmm. This is not about him. If we're saying football is the lifeblood of the university, and football is the lifeblood of the sports department, has football at UW-Madison ever been good without Barry Alvarez involved?
No, at least not the way we hope for them to be good. I mean, at least the level that, like, we want them to be.
Brett and Barry would get together after games, and they would go over tape.
They go on a walk every morning in their neighborhood, right? So, okay, the best coach of our lifetime at UW is obviously Coach Alvarez. Yep. Who's second?
If you're going all sports, Mark Johnson. But otherwise, football-wise, Brett Bielema.
Football.
Brett Bielema.
Forever. Yep. Forever. Who's second best coach? Brett Bielema.
Yep.
Okay. Who hired him? Who mentored him?
Yep, Barry.
Paul Chris. People wanted to run him out of town. The guy that everybody wanted to be the head coach at the time, Jim Leonard, who brought him in as a player.
Yep.
Guys, you asked the question.
Yep.
That's fair.
Why would Barry Alvarez involved? Because if you care about football first, football's never been good without Barry Alvarez. On that note.
Yep. We'll see you later, Evan. That's Evan Cohen from Sportsmanlike and a University of Wisconsin-Madison alum.